All right. Hello, everybody. Mike Adams here. I thought I would show you the image stitching process for the microscope here that I have in my studio at Brighteon, because I want to show you the process of how we put together extremely high resolution images of what's happening with these xylitol crystals. So to start with, go ahead and show my screen. Here I have a this is xylitol. This is the Middle East war slide, by the way. And I want to, like, right now, you see the letters on the left, E, F, G, H, I, J. Each one is about a centimeter apart. And what we're going to do is we're going to stitch together images from one square centimeter. So right now, we're at about G. That's G is about in the center right there. Okay. And then we're actually on column 3. So I'm going to zoom in to 300x here. It'll switch lenses, and I'm going to show you how we actually do image stitching. I'll show you in real time. So first we get somewhere close to in focus here, and then we go to this called 3D image stitching. And I will actually put in, typically I'm doing 8 images across by 8 tall. So I'm doing 8x8 images. And each image is 4K. So imagine 64 4K images is what we're about to get. So then I have to adjust the focus to go to the upper range of this microscope. So, the actual height of the 3D structures. So I'm gonna go a little bit higher than this. I'll say set upper, that's 9,400 microns above the stage. And then I need to set the lower, so I'm gonna go down here to the lower limit, which I think is like somewhere around here, let's say. Set lower. And then I click start stitching. Now, what it's going to do is it's going to start taking images. Again, 8x8 images. Stand by, you'll see it. And it's going to start stitching those together. But importantly, it's going to actuate the z-axis so that it gets every image in focus throughout the entire depth of field. So that's image number one right there. And there's image number two. So it's starting to assemble them. It's going to assemble again 8x8. And as you can see from the timer, this particular step is going to take about 5 or almost 6 minutes. So we'll just let that run. We'll fast forward it for you, so you can just kind of see how it brings all this together. All right, so now that image composition, the stitching is done. All I do is I click save, and in front of this file name, then I put the coordinates. So that's G2, well, actually I put war, that's the war slide, G2, and then I save off that image. And once that image is saved, let me show you. We can, of course, go to that image. It's a pretty big image. Then you can, you know, zoom in, and you can start looking around at extremely high resolution, or if there's something that strikes you as interesting, like, hey, you know, what is this structure over here? Well, I can zoom in on it, and I can start to get, and there's a piece of dust. But I can start to go through this and see what's actually sketched here. And this is where those images appear. It might be, you know, the RAM, it might be the stealth bombers, it could be anything. But you can spend a lot of time going through here looking at documenting that image, and that's where all these images come from. So I just showed you the actual process of what I go through in order to make this happen, all right? So that's how it works, and every time that you see an image that I mentioned is from one of these slides, that's the process, the stitching and then the observing of that stitched image. And each image is really 64 images that are 4K each, all put together. And then all of that is one square centimeter. So by the time I get through this whole slide, it's going to be, you know, many, many hundreds of megabytes of image data. Should be interesting. But thanks for your interest in this topic, and thank you for your support. Be sure to check out more of my videos on this at brighteon.com, and I'll be publishing photos at naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon, the publisher of Natural News. Thanks for watching. Take care.